And here we go! This is the Ignite Rock Podcast, where 1 week I interview those who are doing awesome stuff with WordPress, and the other week I share some tips and advice on making the most out of your online business and career. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's get straight on to the show. And here we go, everyone. Thank you very much for joining today on episode 28 of the Ignite Rock Podcast. And I want to get deep and personal again. If you have heard one of my last episodes, the solo one on episode 26, I'll talk about what can you get out of podcasting. It's a short and sweet, simple podcast episode, and I want to do more of it. And I think people like it as well. So today is going to be another short and sweet episode. And this time, I want to talk about what WordPress means to me. And of course, you know, WordPress is such a big deal to me in my lifestyle, in my business, but what is it really about? What does it really mean to me? And I just want to talk about that briefly today. Of course, the main part of WordPress is the actual CMS, the actual content management system, and whether you are on .com or .org, and there are differences, it's a powerful platform. It gives you that voice, it gives you that presence online, and WordPress really does make it easy for you to do that, and it's just amazing. But obviously WordPress means so much more than that, and to me personally, there's so many things that I look at when I, you know, think about what it does to me and my life. So I've got five things to talk about in terms of what WordPress means to me, and let's just get straight into it. So let's get into number one, which is the people. That's definitely for me number one. The people makes what it is. The people is amazing. I strongly believe in the community, the WordPress community, what they do and how they help each other and how they help WordPress, how they help the community. It's just a thriving, helpful and fun community. It really, really is. And there's so much resources out there people have created and put together just to help you. And that's just typical of WordPress community. Like, and you know, for me personally, being surrounded by talented and passionate people who are also helpful and friendly and sociable and just fun to be around with, it just means a lot to me. And that's why I love being around the people who are, you know, involved in WordPress. And it's just the number one thing for me is definitely the people. Number two will be about my career and obviously my lifestyle as well. And my business revolves around WordPress, you know, and obviously I help people with WordPress website to kind of grow their online visibility. But, you know, it's also part of my lifestyle, and that's how I got into it, because I was curious about WordPress. I wanted to play around with it, and that was, you know, many years ago, about maybe 10 years ago, I think it is, when I first got into WordPress, maybe more than that. And it became part of my lifestyle back then. It became even more part of my lifestyle now, because I just get involved with a lot of kind of social activities, the meetups, the online community and WordCamp, which I'll get into in a bit. It became such a big part of my career and my lifestyle, and that's all thanks to WordPress. Number three is about being part of its purpose. And, you know, WordPress had a purpose when it, you know, created the CMS in the first place. And today it powers over a quarter of the World Wide Web. If you think about that, that is massive. We're talking millions and millions of websites that WordPress powers. But WordPress, you know, according to the co-founder, Matt Mullenweg, he has made it a mission to democratize publishing. And it just wants everyone to have that voice and make it easy for everyone to have that voice online. And for me to be a part of that, to me to be contributing to help WordPress with that mission, it just really, really made me feel kind of humble about it and make me feel excited. And it's an honor. Really is an honor to be part of that. And my way of doing that is by contributing to help others with the website, or even attending the meetup, or helping people with you know, any questions they have at the meetup, or even attending and contributing to WordCamp, which is like a WordPress conference kind of thing. You know, that's my way of contributing to WordPress purpose. And you know, you don't have to be a technical person to give back to the project if you want to do that. You don't have to. You have, you know, there's so many ways of doing that, and it could be whether a technical or non-technical way. It could be volunteering at a WordCamp. It could be, you know, talking about it. It could be, you know, sharing your tips and advice about how to do X, Y, and Z. There are so many things to give back. And for me personally, being part of this purpose and helping to give back is such a big part of what WordPress means to me. Number four is about WordCamp, and I've mentioned it a couple of times already in this episode, but if you don't know WordCamp, it's like an unofficial WordPress conference kind of thing that is run by the community. And if you've heard my previous episode, if you've seen me online, is that I have helped to co-organize the WordCamp Edinburgh 2017. And it was such an amazing event to be in. And even though I have attended WordCamps before in other places, and it happens all around the world, I have never helped to co-organize one. And I've volunteered in one, now I've co-organized one, which is great. And now I'm going to be one of the lead organizer of the future WordCamp Edinburgh for at least the next two WordCamp anyway. And that's exciting to be a part of that as well. So there's another way to contribute. And WordCamp is such a brilliant environment to be in, brilliant event to be around in. And it just makes me so happy to be around it when I attend WordCamp. Just being around like-minded people, everyone there for the same purpose, everyone has the same interest and passion about WordPress, and ultimately everybody wants to help each other as well. There's no competition about who does what and who's better than what. It's nothing like that. It's such a fun environment, and there's nothing cheesy about it, and there's nothing overly salesy that you see in some conferences where people kind of try to sell you what they have to offer. It's not about that. It's actually a fun, enjoyable, and a very good learning experience to be in as well. It's really, really fun to be around that environment. So if you haven't attended WordCamp before, you have to attend it. It's really, really cheap as well, you know, to attend. And which brings to my next point, number five, which is about equality. And this is a big deal in WordPress. It's about equality and making everyone being involved regardless of the situation, regardless of their age, gender, your religion, ethnicity, and so on, and disability. It doesn't matter. Equality is important. Everyone is involved. Everyone's invited. And for example, with the case of WordCamp, you know, one of the reasons why it's cheap, and it's about £20 or £30, maybe $30 around that price, you get, you know, one day or maybe 2 days of you know, lots of talks and people who will share advice and help you with anything that you have, as well as, you know, food and all these things. And the reason so cheap is because, you know, it's deliberately made to make sure that everyone can attend. You know, some conferences out there cost a lot of money. We're talking thousands of pounds, thousands of dollars. But at the same time, you know, not everyone can attend that. But you can attend one, which is about $20, £30 kind of thing. And it's great. And, you know, that's a really important part of, you know, the equality side of things for WordPress, is that make it cheap so everyone can attend, but also make sure that everyone can contribute and be involved in WordPress. And that, you know, whether it's a core CMS, or it's about, again, about volunteering, or about writing about WordPress, you know, it could be about anything. And it's just really, really nice that, you know, for me personally, and that equality and making people all feel welcome and invited, it means a lot to me. And, you know, that's a big thing for me in terms of what WordPress means to me. So just by, you know, going over these 5 points, you can see that they're, you know, these are quite deep and meaningful meanings to me in terms of what WordPress means to me. And I hope that makes sense to you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it makes you think about, you know, what WordPress does for you and your website. Because if you happen to use it, think about what goes on behind the scene, because there's a lot goes on behind the scene, but it's also a lot of fun thing goes on behind the scenes. It's not just about all work and all coding and all these things. It's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes. So why not just attend a local meetup, attend the next WordCamp that's happening in your area, or even travel to one and give it a shot. You'll realize that the people around it, the community, the ethos behind WordPress is amazing. Really, really is amazing. And it's available for everyone. Anyone can attend, anyone can join in the community, anyone can be involved in wherever where you want. And definitely recommend that you do that. So once again, thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope to catch you again soon next time. In the meantime, let's rock with WordPress. Thank you for listening to the Ignite Rock podcast. I hope you have enjoyed the show. And if you want show notes, all you have to do is visit ignitevrock.com /podcast. And don't forget also to leave a review on iTunes if you have enjoyed the show. It would make me a very happy guy and I would really, really appreciate it. In the meantime, let's rock with WordPress.